New Year is an important happening, whether it is the New Year based on the Roman calendar, or it is the Hindu calendar, the Indian calendar. What does New Year signify? A new beginning. Year signifies time. Everything is time. So we are all looking for a new time. And that time is related for the ancient people to the movement of the planets, of which the sun is considered the most important star. The sun controls everything. And especially what's going to happen down the road, the scientists also say that the sun is going to behave in a very different way that is going to contribute to the global warming. And then this will be, in my opinion, to a very significant time where things are going to change dramatically. And this video is educational, informative of how we look upon the sun moving into Aries. For the ancient people, astrology is more important than astronomy, and they were very connected. They were looking at what's happening to human life, to the human body, to the mind, and happenings for the year by looking at the movement of the planets, particularly the movement of the sun is so important. That's why across the world in ancient civilization, they looked for the sun, and the sun was simply not a star or a graha, but a being, a higher being. All of the ancient civilizations worshipped sun as a god. Were they superstitious? By our standard, they are superstitious because of we are living in a scientific world where everything has to be verified by, science, and that is our limitation. There are science is very limited, and then quantum physics and quantum biology, quantum chemistry, they are all challenging science, the classical science. So yet we have not brought that science into our use, but soon it will happen. But anyway, my talk today is about how we can benefit from the movement of the sun into Aries. And it is being prepared by a number of planets because this is going to be a unique new year. A number of planets are moving into Pisces. That is very significant. That's on 29th of March, Saturn, which is a planet everybody fears mostly in astrology, is moving into Pisces along with five other planets. Okay, that is going to be a significant beginning of time that's going to happen prior to the sun's movement into or transit into Aries. And what can you do during that time? You have to be in alignment with what is happening in our solar system. See, reality has to be understood in its relationship with the mind. Without the mind, we cannot even know anything. And the sun was considered as the star that gives life. Life. Without the sun, there won't be any life. And what is life? Consciousness. So we don't even think about it. Then our school systems and colleges do not teach about the life or life energy and how the ancient people connected their lives to the movement of the planets. And I am personally interested and have also been down the road benefited by observing everything that happens in relation to the planets. So today is Sunday, and it was 12 o'clock, the program was started. And Sunday, and I'm going to talk about sun, and my name is Bhaskara, which means the sun god. All of them are significant. Nothing happens without a time-space coordination. And that is going to be a very important study going forward in the Golden Age. The Golden Age is going to be a time of awakening to a better reality. A better reality means a better body. Now this body is subjected to all kinds of diseases, decay and death. And that is not acceptable. Even Jesus said that if you listen to me, those who believe in me will not die. And then what does that mean? The death is only to the body. And then the body identity is our identity with the animal heritage. Okay. Most of the animals are not very different from our body, animal body, because our body is an animal body too. So though, you know, people who listen to me and then when I say these things will relate to it depending upon their own evolution and then their own readiness to accept the upcoming Golden Age. The upcoming Golden Age. Because you have to relate everything to what is happening in the world, in different parts of the region. The wars happening in the Middle East, and then the history of it, and then what the Old Testament and the New Testament say about the happenings in the Middle East area. In India, it's very interesting. There are certain important temples in southern India, especially in my state. They follow the movement of the sun and then they build temples for Shiva. And then it is very remarkable, and then they identify the movement of the sun in the sky and how the maximum light comes to a particular spot on the earth plane. And there they go and put the sanctum sanctorum of the temple, particularly of Shiva. There will be a Shiva Linga. And they were, you know, these are temples which were built thousands of years ago. Okay. And then they were renovated and then they disappeared and came back. And this is a phenomenon which I have observed. And when I am in India, I used to go to those temples to get the light of the sun. If you have the power of the sun, then you have the energy, unlimited energy. Life is energy too. If life is gone, the energy is gone, and then we are dead. So those who want energy of the highest power, whether it is the energy of the brain or the mind or the supermind, they all come from the sun. They all come from the sun. And then they access this energy by certain sound waves, they called mantras. They connected the sun with mantras. There has been a lot of research done in India by scientists on the mantra called Gayatri Mantra. This is the mantra for the sun. We need to go and look at the research, and it is up to you to do that, because there are a lot of research and they are all available. And now, you know, there are search engines, they can provide a lot of information and putting together all the research. But what is more important is the practice of connecting the sun with the right eye and the left brain is very important. And also the solar plexus, and also the navel chakra. These are intimately connected with the sun within the body. And you will see that your consciousness becomes so different after doing the meditations on sun. And also, in this educational video, I want to say how you can access the sun energy according to the ancient Hindu Vedic traditions. They say that Sunday is a very important day, and you have to remain silent to access the sun's energy, to remain alert as well. This will add to your brain becoming sharper and sharper and sharper. The success of any individual is due to how intelligent that person is. So sun is as a life force, as conscious energy, has tremendous amount of super intelligence. The concept in ancient India is, who becomes the sun is the most powerful, intelligent, mighty being. A mighty being becomes the sun. The sun, there are so many suns, there are many solar systems. And these stars were once upon at a very long period of time lived a human life. In other words, the human beings become the stars. And that is the ultimate evolution. The evolution is just you control your body and live 1,000 years. These are the preoccupation with the yogis. They are not interested in getting a mansion, good food and, you know, clothes and things like that, and then get old and die. This life is not acceptable to the yogis. The yogis say that we are living the limited consciousness. And then accept this animal body, and the animal mind, slightly better than the animal mind, is everything. But it is not acceptable to the yogis. Yoga simply means a union. Union of this physical body, which is a decaying body, which is full of germs and microbes, all kinds of things, and which smell bad. They identify the body with light. That's why the sun's worship is only the worship of light. We are made up of light, whether you call it photons in modern science or simply light, as it is called by ancient people. In Egypt, for instance, there was a king who, Akhenaten, I believe, his name is, he is a worshipper of the sun. And even the kings trace their origins to the sun. If you want to have a king's consciousness, the sun worship is important. There are a lot of information available, a lot of hymns available in the Indian tradition. You know, the most important thing that I want to focus, that everybody has anxiety. The anxiety is related to not knowing things, and then a misconceived, irrational fear. Sometimes rational, sometimes irrational fear. And the fear has to be overcome by everyone. Everyone fears for nothing. And fear is not real. Ramalinga Swami said, if you want to evolve to a higher reality, you should have zero fear. Zero fear. When you have zero fear, then you will move into a consciousness where you have no illusion. You never fear. The fear comes, then you behave very differently, very irrationally, and create more problems. The sun worship, according to the yogis, will drive away your fear. Fear is darkness, fear is ignorance. If you just say there is a mantra, the Gayatri explains, there are so many books that have been written, so many researches have also been done. There is a particular ray that comes from the sun called Savitur. Savitur, the ray called Savitur will give you the highest intelligence. And people name their children as, you know, Savita, a girl as Savita. Means the goddess who carries the energy of the sun, who is conceived of a female. Savita, Savitur. Savitur. Savitri Gayatri. These are words, mantras, that you can keep repeating, keep repeating, keep repeating. And you will see that not only you feel good, you are opening up to the energy of the sun. See, now in modern days, we are dependent. We are not so totally dependent, but at least for the For our energy, one source is the solar panels. That's and that is one way of accessing the energy of the sun. And now there is abundant energy of sun that Elon Musk is talking about. Why can't we get that sun's energy? It is coming free. And we don't have a technology to do that. One of the technology that the ancient people had is even better technology than what we can conceive of, because everything that we conceive of is only relating to the body. But not to our evolution of the mind or the brain or of the soul. So that is what I am personally interested in the new year. In the new year, when it moves to Aries, and he is in Aries for 1 month, which is starting from April 14th to May 14th. That's a 1 month period of time. He's abundantly available. So whatever you need, you can do to enhance the power of energy, the power of the sun in your body, will be very productive, highly productive. That is why the yogis do not want to miss the energy of the sun. That's what I want to recommend, that you read this. You know, it would be, getting knowledge is everything. So you can read about how the Egyptians used the sun's energy, how the Mexicans, ancient people like Mayans and the Olmecs and the other civilizations of Southern America, so the people, they had tremendous understanding about the sun. There are the Greeks knew about the sun and the sun's energy, and the ability to prophecy came from the sun energy, the oracles. So so you, even if you just go and read about them, or look at, like I would do, I always, whenever I want to take advantage of the planet, and I always look at what the yogis and the siddhas and the masters, what did they do to access that energy? And focus attention on the light that comes from the planet or planets. And also the colors are important. And also the food is important. What are the food items they used to have to build that energy? For instance, for sun, it is wheat. So the bread is sun. And the Mexicans also used the different cones as carrying the energy of the divine. So education is very important. Education is everything. So I'm going to do more educational videos, and that will unite our scientific knowledge with the ancient knowledge described in their mythology, astrology, and other practices. God bless, and I will do more videos like this. See you next time.